It's Friday. We made it, y'all. The Griff Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
The one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, depending on where you are in the world. Welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stannies.
Hotep.
Shout out to all my constituents in the Chizat. Hold on a second. What's happening, y'all? It's Friday. We made it. It's a grifty Friday. Hotep and Bill, let's make some money and babies.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Shout out to Spotless. Shout out to Spotless, our correspondent reporter down at the protest along with Demick. I'm going to see Demick on the show a lot more. Probably going to have him join the show once a week. I'm going to keep it a surprise what we're going to talk about, but it's going to be fun, enlightening, and motivational. Lizette said, loved you on Gutfeld last night. Looking so sharp, Mr. Sharp. Thank you, darling. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Haram Life in the chat. Shout out to the Haram Life podcast. Make sure you go listen to our sister station. Rudy the Vet Russo is in his house. What up, Justine? Etzicut. What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Hey, man, let me give you a quick life update. Well, first of all, let's start here. If you guys did not get a chance to watch Gutfeld, I was late last night because I had to do the Gutfeld show. Had a great time with the team. We talked about the protesters and Biden and that crazy lady on Piers Morgan. Had a good time. Really fun time with the squad over there. Shout out to Gutfeld, holding me down, keeping me relevant. Nigga said I fell off. Nah, you just fell off.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Shout out to Gutfeld. Appreciate y'all. I'll be on Fox again next week with another show. I like to keep this stuff silent until the time comes because you have saboteurs lurking waiting to hate. So. My daughter came down with an ear infection last night. Got zero sleep last night. Zero sleep last night. Poor baby. Poor baby. She was going through it. So we took her to the doctor today and got her all nursed up. Some medication and shit. So if I'm a little bit sluggish today, it's just because I haven't had any sleep. And I actually can't wait to end the show today so I can go lay down. Rest my back and spend some time with the family. Also, I've been getting really good at chess, y'all. Like I'm like a whole nother level now. I don't know what happened, but over the past few months, something clicked. I couldn't tell you for sure. I don't know if it's from watching the games, studying the games, because I haven't been playing a whole lot. You know, I do, you know, here's a lesson. Here's a gem. As I try to formulate this with my sleep deprived mind. You don't play chess, you study it. I said that to somebody. One time somebody said, hey, you play chess? And I was like, not really. Kind of just study it. And he looked at me perplexed. Like, what? That makes no sense. Like, how do you study chess but don't play? And it's because you have the option of playing, but you can still study. So you can read chess books. You could do tactics. You know, I have the classes on Mondays and Wednesdays. I'm sure Coach had a ton to do with that. I mean, when I first started, I think it was about 3 years ago when I first started taking chess seriously as far as studying it. The guys in the class, Diego and Federer, said, bro, you're going to gain 500 points in the next 2 years. 2 years came by and did not gain 500 points. But this third year, I went up 500 points. Like, I'm just like way, way better than I used to be. But I think that's also about life, right? We have people who play sports, whether it's basketball, football, international football, which I hate calling soccer, podcasting, streaming, whatever it is you do in your life, study more than you execute, right? So as I, you know, try to put this stream together, this show together, I studied Gutfeld. For my interviews, I study Rogan, best in the game. I studied Alex Jones. I studied Kai Cenat. I study the OnlyFans models because the way they promote is very unique and useful in other places. So I study my craft, okay? So you guys got to, you know, study more than you play. And this comes back to chess. So I study more than I play. And what happened was one of my followers challenged me to a match. And it's a 3 day, you get 3 days per move. And I kept forgetting to move and I get the reminder and I moved. And then yesterday we did about 10 moves apiece and I think I'm winning. I'm kind of stuck. I don't know. I'm at a point where any move I do is a good move, but there could be bad moves and I'm looking for the best move. And then it just got me in this flow of getting back to playing chess because I hadn't played, you know. So I think I'm going to stream chess. I think I'm ready to get back to streaming chess. You know, prior to I was streaming chess and something just wasn't clicking a few months ago. I don't know what it was. And then all of a sudden things just started clicking. So that's a lesson in life, man. You know, sometimes you're going to embark on something and try to do something in life and, you know, there's just a moment where it clicks. Like I remember when I was a kid and I was playing soccer, AKA international football. And, I was a really good player, but when I turned 16, something clicked. I don't know what it was. I can't explain it, but something just clicked and the game became really easy for me. I remember, being at camp and, the girls loved me. You know, they were like, oh, he's so sweet and kind and he's a really good player and he's cute and all this other stuff. So there's always players versus staff game. So you got a boys versus staff, then you have girls versus staff. And the girls are like, we want Brian, because you're allowed to have one boy play for your team. So they're like, we want Brian. Go get Brian. They pulled me from, you know, the practice session I was in and was like, yo, the girl said they want you to be in the staff. The only rule was I wasn't allowed to score. So it's girl staff versus girls, and you get one boy on the girls team. And, you know, we're all like 16 years old, and we won, like completely demolished them. And it was just because I kept setting the girls up for like really easy goals. I would dribble, beat a couple of people, play the ball, and then they would score. But, you know, the moral of the story is, you know, sometimes you're doing something and you don't understand why you're not getting better. Just got to keep at it. And then one day it's just going to click. It's just going to all come together for you. Etzicut said it's the Flopex. It could be the Flopex. Actually, it is the Flopex.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Go to menoforder.com. Go get your subscription now. Why is my phone ringing? Who is this? Oh, speaking of Men of Order, the Men of Order team. Ooh, I like these. I like these. So, shout out to Aunt Bailey. He's got a gym, and the gym offered us basically free space on their wall to put up a huge, large banner. It costs like $200 or whatever. And so now we're trying to put together a banner for that. And, you know, we want to just think it through. And we got some really good mocks here. Shout out to Alex. These are some really good. Oh, excuse me. Love it, but not in love. Laughing emoji. All right, cool. Shout out to the Man of Water team. Hey, don't forget, Griff Report is the coupon code to save 30% on your Man of Water subscription. And the link is in the description box below. HJ is why they fucked up female sports. It's my fault. It's all my fault. Don't forget, the Grifties is now live. Go watch the Grifties. Go watch the Grifties. It's on the Hotel's Been Told You channel. More bad news. Is there like a full moon today, chat? Is it a full moon today? Because nothing's going right. Oh, wait. Is it back? Oh, it's back. Okay, good. We're back. Telegram was down and I couldn't get my trades off. Bro. All right, Telegram's back. Coochie is up. Oh, shit. Hold on. Oh, my God. Hey, we don't miss. Actually, we do miss. I took somebody else's advice the other day and we missed. But I will not be doing that. Anytime I give you guys any more plays, they will be genuinely from me and thoroughly researched. Let's go here. Let's put that up on the screen. Coochie is up. I don't know if you guys have embarked upon your... Whoops. Your meme coin journey. But Coochie's up. How are we looking? Look at that chart. That's a healthy chart. That's a healthy chart, baby. And some announcements coming soon. This thing is, man, I'm telling you right now. Let me check my full-time wallet. Last time I checked my full-time wallet, I had rent money in here. Let me see. Yeah, we doing good. So thanks to Coochie, my portfolio is doing amazing. We got 80K on a 24-hour volume. That's healthy. I really love it here. So the luxury brand for G-Gens, Coochie. Shout out to the fam. Shout out to Crypto Blood for the plug. Oh, I'm up on these trades. AOC. We got to bring AOC up. Let's look at the chart for AOC. Hey, in case you didn't know, when you watch this channel, there are money opportunities damn near daily. So make sure y'all pay attention. Make sure you get your bags together. Make sure you get your crypto coins. Make sure you get your Sys coin. Look at this. All right. So let's see what we got here. So we got a nice healthy climb, right? And then it seems like it's sort of hovering right here, right? Which means we could get a big break up. And I think that's what we're hoping for here. I think we're hoping for this type of situation. We're looking to go up from here. I gotta be honest with you. Give me the arrow. We going up, baby. Shout out to the AOC team. With that being said, let's go pull that up on the screen. The AOC team just dropped another video. Let's go to the tape. Hold on, let me pull this up. This one's hilarious. Hold on. All right, here we go. All right, let's go to the tape. Let's go to the tizzy. Hold on, wait. My OCD kicking in. All right, here we go. Yeah, I know I got a vaccine injury. Hold on, hold on, hold on. All right, here we go.
Bop. We did it, gang. We made it to the good old US of A. Let's get you Americanized, Alejandro.
Por favor, el jefe. I miss mi familia.
Listen, Alejandro, you're not thinking straight. You are oppressed, and I kneel in solidarity with you, my marginalized comrade. Wow, boys, those anti-oppression callers got me hot and bothered.
Por favor, my wife, she's sick.
Oh, no, Alejandro, here, I'll call and check up on her.
My name is Jesus.
Oh, look, our ride's here. Let's get you boys to my district in New York City. Feast your Mexican eyes on the Big Apple, my hometown. Stop! Oh, my God, I'm so triggered right now. Hang on, boys. I got important work to do here.
Merde, el diablo.
Smell that, boys. That's the smell of decolonization. Enjoy the present, Mr. Tremp.
Oh, my God, what the fuck? I know that's you, Alexandra.
Oh, wow. Are you saying that all Hispanic people look alike? That is so racist.
That mask isn't fooling anyone. And what are you doing to these poor guys?
Por favor, señor, help us.
Damn it, Alexandra. You are such a racist.
No, you're the racist, being all white and shit.
No, you are.
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 Elon Musk.
Oh, wow. Are these your new Mexicans?
Yep, this one's a Tijuana hairless. Great with kids.
How cute. Have they had all their shots?
Of course, vaxxed and boosted.
Why don't we let them run around a little bit?
First things first, how about a little grooming?
Who wants a little grooming?
Let's get you boys woke and beautiful.
Pretty woman, walking down the street, pretty woman.
You guys are rock stars. Now let's get over to the kindergarten class. Almost time for story hour. Oh my God, they're gonna love you. Come back. The kids need you.
Wait! You're going the wrong way.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman.
Hey, yo, listen. You know the creepy part about this? It's too close to reality. It's really close to reality, especially the part with the, you know, story hour with the kids. And I really think once the migrants realize what the hell is going on in America, they might run back across the border. And I fully believe that the wall was built not to keep them out, but to keep us in, to run from the garbage that's taking place in this country. Truly believe that. Truly believe that. Stay woke, y'all. Stay woke. Real woke, not fake woke. Strong Dad, what up, man? Strong Dad's late. He made it. What up, Strong Dad? Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, what do we got on the docket today? Uncle Hotep is still trolling. He hasn't learned his lesson yet. We got some red woke tears. Let's go to the red woke tears. Let's sort of sort through this. Let me get my brain functioning. As we pull these different clips up here and the commentary, and I want the chat to tell me, you know, I have a fairly decent memory. I take flow, so I have a decent memory, but this, something seems off. Something seems inconsistent, to be exact. Something feels very inconsistent. Chat, you can let me know if we're experiencing inconsistencies here. Shout out to the people that help us reach our goal. Our goal is $35. Every little bit helps, goes towards helping me build Hotepistan, which I will build out of pocket and everyone who visits will be able to do so for free, except for the people that pay, if that makes sense. I don't know. Anyway.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Chaos in America. Police arrest Noel McAfee, chair of the philosophy department at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, during protests calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Let's listen to the clip.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do for you right now?
Philosophy department office and tell them I've been arrested.
Philosophy department?
Yes. Call the philosophy department office.
I will. What's your...
I'm chair of the philosophy department.
I got you. I'm so sorry.
You said ain't nobody got time for these interviews. Bring your ass on. They arresting white women out here? Oh my God. This is... Well, let me say this. She should have took her ass to work. That's what she should have did. Out here virtue signaling, being a Karen on the wrong side. Should have took her ass to class and did her job. Philosophy. Should philosophy even be a major at school? I feel like philosophy should not be a major. There should not be a philosophy department at school. I don't know why. Philosophy to me is a thing where either you got it or you don't, right? But what exactly are you going to do with a philosophy degree other than, you know, spread your babble on a podcast somewhere, you know, like me?
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
You know, in Hotepistan, we won't need a philosophy department. You know, everybody will be well versed in philosophy because our morals and ethics are in place and our culture is full of philosophy. You know, I guess you need a philosophy department when your culture lacks philosophical thought, lacks the Socratic method. Then you might need it. He said, if you erase philosophy, you get rid of anything outside of STEM. Yeah, I think we'd want to have a heavy focus on STEM, you know. Hotepistan is definitely going to be a technology hub, sustainable technology. You know, one, you know, it's going to be like a mix of homesteading and tech, you know. And trying to do tech without forced child labor, if that's even possible. Is that possible? I don't know. We're going to find out, though. We are going to find out. What is this? Oh, okay. Shout out to Etzicut. Yo, Etzicut, why don't you just change? Why don't you just, like, seriously, let me see. Let me just, before I say this, let me just see something really fast. I feel like you should just turn your channel into a Hotep Jesus fan account. It would probably grow a lot faster and help me out a lot more. You should just change it. You should just say Hotep Jesus fan account or, you know, something to that effect. You know, and then I can like feed exclusives to you through that channel because I don't think there's a Hotep Jesus fan account. Let me see. Is there a Hotep Jesus fan account? If there is, he sucks. Yeah, there's no the name Hotep Jesus fan does not exist. You should go snatch that. No. OK, never mind. I'll shut up. Let's go back in the bag. Rejected. Oh, yeah, you got on there to tell people about COVID-2 studies? No, there isn't. There is no. All right, so let's go to the next story here. So we covered that. Oh, yeah. All right, so we're still in this same vein of protests. So it says here, Dominic Michael Trippi. Who is this? I never heard of this person before. Oh, they follow me, interestingly enough. Commentator, journalist, strategist, executive, creative lead, brother-in-arms, Owen Schroyer. I guess he's connected to Owen Schroyer. Says, your First Amendment right is being destroyed in the name of Israel, and many conservatives have the gall to cheer it on. So you're allowed to burn down cities in BLM riots, but they act like this if you criticize Israel. Now, I have to put on my thinking cap because, unfortunately, I'm an objective thinker, which means I actually have to use my brain, right? Like, I can't just pick a side because that's the thing to do. And then I have to look at all sides. So I'm trying to understand, first of all, here, what they're upset at, right? So your First Amendment right is being destroyed in the name of Israel. I don't know if we can say that's true for certain, because these protests are happening on college campus. It muddies the waters a bit to make a decision on this stuff. This isn't. It's very much like the BLM riots, but it's not equivalent. And many conservatives have the gall to cheer it on. So you're allowed to burn down cities in BLM riots, but they act like this if you criticize Israel. Damn, they beating white women up out here. What the fuck? All right, so BLM, I'm trying to go on my memory, and I don't remember large protests on college campus, although I'm sure they happened. I know they happened. To me, BLM was more like, well, George Floyd, that was out there in Minnesota, I think. And then the other ones were more like in city areas. They weren't really protesting at colleges. Like, colleges did have their little thing, but it wasn't, I don't remember colleges exploding like they did this year. I feel like BLM was a previous version, and this new version of organization has learned from the BLM. So the way this was executed, and these protests exploded in, like, pretty much across the nation, right, at these colleges. So they're getting better at organizing and launching these campaigns. It's quite fascinating in many ways. They only had when certain people were speaking. Yeah. It wasn't like this. The college thing, it wasn't like this. Now, let's think about this. So I think the main issue is a lot of black people don't understand the Palestinian conflict, the Middle East conflict, and they feel like they don't have a dog in the fight. So they've had mostly a hands-off approach, like, yo, this ain't got nothing to do with me, you know, which is kind of like my stance. Yeah, so you don't have that presence, right? So, for example, normally you'd get looting along with the protests. You get protests and you get looting. Those two things sort of went together, right? But here we don't have any looting, right? It's because of the absence of the message reaching the looters and communicating to them, like, hey, this is an opportunity to loot. There's a disconnect somewhere there, because the looters, what they do is they use the protests as a guise to do their looting. They don't really care too much about the problem. They're just like, here's a good opportunity to loot. It's just they're opportunists. Yeah. So we don't have a heavy black presence. So because, and there's no martyr yet either, right? We haven't seen a martyr yet. The BLM protests were based around, you know, quote unquote martyrs. You know, they've martyred George Floyd and others. So that element is missing. I should have pulled out the slides and started diagramming all of this to help organize my thoughts. So this is different from the BLM riots, right? Because the BLM riots weren't BLM riots. It was BLM, quote unquote. Actually, there was three parts. There's three parts of this, right? So black man dies at the hands of police, media blows it up, and you get the initial reaction from the community. And that's usually like quiet, peaceful protesting. And right after that, you get the looters like, okay, here's our opportunity to be, you know, we're mad, we're upset, so let's go loot, right? And then you get the virtue-signaling white liberals that pop out on Saturday, right? That's what you tend to get in that situation. And then the agent provocateurs embed themselves in those crowds, right? So it wasn't BLM riots, so to speak, right? I believe a lot of the fires that we saw, especially down south, I think it was Atlanta, whatever. I forget where that was, but I don't think that was black folks. Black folks tend not to set shit on fire. That's very much, I gotta be honest, white folks love to burn shit down. Technically, the Irish started all of that. The Irish were known for setting buildings on fire when, you know, they felt some type way. So there's that. So I don't think the fires were necessarily BLM. I think those are agent provocateurs, but who knows, right? Because it's really hard to set a Wendy's on fire. Like, that's not an easy... I don't know if you guys know anything about setting fires. Like, you got to be really good. You have to know what you're doing. You'd have to understand incendiaries to burn down a Wendy's to start a fire. It's not exactly that simple. You ever try to start a fire? It's not that easy. Anyway. So, he says you're allowed to burn down cities. Now, I will say the police reaction to BLM under Obama looked like this. Under Obama. Then the narrative switched. And I don't remember the police presence. Do you guys remember the police presence during BLM? I feel like the BLM presence during BLM, the police presence was, you know, very much stand back and hands off, right? But again, it's like it's hard to compare the two because these are happening on college campuses. I saw one camera guy, I think from Fox, you know, attacked a police officer with his camera. I don't know what that was about. Maybe he was trying to protect somebody. But I think once you involve kids, college kids, it's a little bit different. So I don't know if we can just, you know, just compare the two like that. All right, here's another one here. Oron McIntyre. They could have stopped the BLM riots at any moment. They were locked in your home. You were locked in your home while your city burned because that's what the ruling class wanted. Damn, this video is kind of wild. I just had a crazy thought popping in my head. I think it was about the optics. And is the optics basically saying that there are no bad optics when you attack rich white kids? Because I'm looking at this video here and I'm not seeing very many black people out there. And I think the optics during the Biden admin basically said, hey, look, we don't want no problems. Just let them wild out. We'll clean up later. But I do remember some police presence, but I don't know. Cops are kneeling and marching in 2020. Yeah. Yeah. Election season, time for more police grifting. Yeah. Does anyone remember all the violence that erupted when students protested to have universities divest from fossil fuel investments? No, nobody. Yeah, didn't happen. Especially a place with a kitchen. They probably have good sprinklers, I hope. Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's so many precautions for a place like a Wendy's where it's like, if you set that bitch on fire, like, you knew what you were doing, you know? It wasn't your first fire. Hotep Jesus fan was taken. Did you try Hotep Jesus fan? Try Hotep Jesus fan. Now, this feels very red woke to me. I don't know why. I haven't intellectually understood why this feels red woke, but it feels red woke to me. Right? Because it's like, it's this woe is me victim shit, right? Like, oh my God, you didn't do this during the BLM riots. Why are you doing it now? You know, and it's just like, so let's see, Oron. And you know what makes, he's from the Blaze. Oh God. So you know what makes this, you know, even worse is, or complicated, is the fact that the conservatives are split, right? And if you watched Gutfeld last night, you heard what Kat said, okay? Kat went off. I ain't never seen Kat like that ever. Kat was mad. Kat Timpf was mad last night. So, but she's a libertarian, right? So, you know, so it's not, she's not a conservative, but there are some people who think like her where it's like, you know, I understand, you know, people want to protest, but we're not about to make rules just because you're Jewish. This is basically what she's saying. You're not about to eliminate free speech just because Jews are being affected, just because Jews are being criticized. And then on the other side, it's, you know, get rid of the protesters and, you know, screw the protesters, but then it's free speech, so they should be able to protest. This is one complicated matter. This is, and that's why I say this new version, right? Let's call this version 3, right? Now, version 1 would be Occupy, version 2 would be BLM, version 3 would be, you know, the hot white summer. Let's call it the hot white summer. Demick said they have a martyr, he's not dead. But the guy who was unjustly arrested, Assange, correct me if I'm wrong. Yo, nobody pays attention to Assange. That's all libertarians. These kids don't know nothing about no Assange. They could use Assange, but nobody cares about Assange. These kids are LARPers. Yeah. LARPing as LARPers. Wow. Yeah, Stuart. Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about Assange. I think they should. Shout out to Rudy. Communists taking out the useful idiots for going against the Politburo. Yuri and Hotep's been told you. Thank you for the super. Thank you for the super, Rudy. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to have to take this and put it into a chart of some sort just to understand what's happening now so we can draw some trajectory for the future. What does our summer look like? So my first thought is they got to get black people involved. They got to get black people involved. To really, cause it's already complicated. It's already nasty and messy. So we might get a black martyr again. And it might happen at one of these protests. Or maybe it might be a black guy who was in the military who died in Palestine and make him a martyr. But I have a feeling they might get black, because you can't just keep beating up on rich white kids. You can't. This is not sustainable. You know, it's going to get worse. And they're kids, too. They ain't got nothing but time. So complicated. So complicated. Our funny little world. Not quite sure what to think yet, but we'll get to the bottom of it. Speaking of race grifting, check this out. You guys remember this? Tell me you guys remember this.
You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side. You know?
Now, you guys remember I covered this before. Here's the update. As a high school athletic director arrested for attempting to frame principal with AI-generated audio fabricating anti-black and anti-Semitic conversation. This is AI. This is AI. And this is the problem, man. This is the problem with race grifters. And this is a big problem for black people because there are instances where we deal with, you know, racism and marginalization and Democrat supremacy, right? We deal with a lot of this. Then you got people like this that come in and ruin it. It's like it's also a barometer to show you how lucrative the race grift is, that somebody would go to these lengths just to fabricate a racist story. That shows you how much equity is in a great black griftening. At Pikesville High School's, a 31-year-old athletic director, Dazon Darian, yeah, he got a Negro name, was arrested Thursday morning in Pikesville, Maryland, for attempting to frame the principal with AI-generated audio clip featuring fake racially charged dialogue. This marks the prosecutor's office's first AI-related prosecution. Wow. They might start legislating AI. It's only a matter of time before they legislate AI. It's only a matter of time. I'm pretty sure Biden has an executive order to study it, but it's only a matter of time. Darian faces charges of theft, witness retaliation, and stalking is currently held at Baltimore County Detention Center. Police allege Darian created the clip to discredit the principal, who was under investigation for theft, possibly motivated by personal grievances over contract non-renewal and a reprimand for firing a coach without approval. That's wild. That's a wild story. Yeah, I think we're going to get a lot of these AI stories and it's going to culminate into a bill of some sort. And then they're going to say you need a license or some shit like that just to use the AI. Anyway, we got three more stories left here. I just want to read this from Curtis Schoon here. Curtis Schoon here says Drake was just black last month. Now his Jewish mother is a problem for rap fans, a.k.a. lab rats. Yo, school does not hold back. Yo, he does not care about y'all feelings. He does not hold back. How you gonna say rap fans are lab rats? Like, he's not wrong, but he's just so disrespectful. Yo, he's so disrespectful. For whatever reason, the world is turning on Jews. I just wish black people would let these white folks handle their internal matters. No one in Gaza gives a fuck about us. And this is what I was telling you before. Like, black people, most of the blackity, not blackity black people, like real black people, not, you know, boule blacks, not university blacks, but real black people, they got a hands-off approach to this matter. They're like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. You know, my name Bennett and I ain't in it. You know, and I also agree. I don't think anyone in Gaza gives a fuck about black people. I really don't. I don't think anybody in Gaza gives a fuck about black people. For whatever reason, the world is turning on Jews. We've covered that in the past. We know exactly what that's about. We don't have to rehash that, but we know exactly what it's about. But it's a cycle. It's a cycle that Western civilization is a part of. And we're at that we're at the precipice of the beginning of that cycle, you know? So this is going to be a wild summer. It's going to be a wild summer. Goldstein put this on my desk today. You know, if Goldstein put it on my desk, we got to talk about it. Russell Brand. Baptism. This Sunday, I'm taking a plunge. How was it for you? Now, we have to pull up Goldstein. I want to pull up Goldstein's commentary on this. To provide some more texture here, maybe we can find it really fast. Hold on. But this was it's starting. Everything's starting to come together. So I really have to do a slide on all of this. There are a lot of different moving parts to this election year. There are so many moving parts to this election year. We got Jews. We got Palestinians, college students. We got white Christian nationalists. Here we go. Right here. He says, they're collecting the stones. Candace, the redheaded OnlyFans hoe. Now this nigga. Who you got joining next? Chat, who do you think is going to be next to hop on the Christian grift? It's like all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, I got to go be Christian. I got to go be Christian. And I don't have a problem with that. It's just mysterious when everybody decides to do something all at once. Know that stuff. You said him and Candace, this is weird. Yeah, this is. They're pushing this Christian nationalism heavy, and now they got Russell Brand. Russell Brand is an elite hypnotist, and you know, all you got to do is just, you know, let's watch the video, and you'll see what I mean.
Die and be reborn. This Sunday, I'm taking the plunge. I'm getting baptized. At the moment, I'm very curious as to what you who have been baptized feel about it, what your expectations are of the event prior, and what it's actually like. What's been explained to me is it's an opportunity to die and be reborn, an opportunity to leave the past behind and be reborn in Christ's name, like it says in Galatians.
This that Obi-Wan Kenobi shit. This some real hypnotist Jedi shit that he does with his hands. It's really strange to me.
That you can live as an enlightened and awakened person. Sometimes I think of non-Christian perspectives on it, like Marcus Aurelius saying, you are already dead, now live the rest of your life properly.
If you pay for a doorbell camera subscription, put down the corpse. Stop doing that now. This $40...
All of these things seem so invite.
Very, 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 very strange. So, another Hotep's been told you moment. The shift. So, it's very much in line with people saying there's this spiritual war. We got the Jews, we got the Muslims, and now we got the white Christians, and everybody's, you know, they're getting with their tribe and they're preparing for something. This is all so interesting. So interesting. So who y'all got? Who you think is the next one to come out Christian? Who you got? Wrong answers only. Who could I see? Are any of y'all not baptized? I was baptized. I was baptized as a baby. Joe Music, thank you for the $2 super. He says Jedi mind trick. Yeah, he do the Jedi mind trick stuff. Who y'all say gonna be the next one? Holy War? Yeah, Milo. I think Milo already did it. He said he'd have to do it again. The Pope, Drake, Mike Tyson. Drake is funny. Terrible take, HJ, says Rudy DeVette. What did I say? What did I say? John Cena, AOC, Adam 22. Adam 22 definitely needs Jesus. Adam, if anybody needs Jesus, this is definitely Adam 22. Hotep Jesus, I should get on the baptismal griff. I should. I should do like a fake baptism. Like I died and was reborn again. I should really do that. J. Cole. All right, let's go to the story of the day. Then we're going to go to phone lines. Let Rudy tell me what was. I don't even know what I said. What did I say that was wrong? I don't even know what I said that was wrong. Let's pull this up. This story is crazy. It says here, fight breaks out in the middle of TV interview with San Jose mayor between the mayor's security guard and a pedestrian walking by.
You want me to say something stupid?
Drop Edward just slapping the face.
So I'm doing an interview, sir.
Are you doing an interview? Yeah. Okay, yeah, moving on. I work right there. I'm talking on the phone. You got a problem?
Yeah, we're just trying to do
it. Okay, cool. Cool. I appreciate you, my. Yeah, Shemani. Yeah, I'm gonna go do what I'm gonna do.
You see the mayor step back? You see him create his distance? His awareness is up.
Yeah, Shemani.
John the Baptist was autistic. Tim Pool definitely needs to be baptized so we can see what that head looked like without the beanie on it. Pause. Yo, this mayor was like, hold up, shit might get spicy. Takes a step back.
Yeah,
so he's got a great awareness, right? You want to create distance from your adversary. It's something you want to do. I think he understands that it's about to get violent. That's what his awareness is saying. He's like, this could get violent. So that's why, I think he has great awareness because that's exactly what happens.
Right before you walked up, you know, I was like, either way it goes. First of all, hold up. What? No, bro, hold up. No. Let go.
One second. Let's go.
I'll smack you right now, bitch. Okay. I will smack you.
Yo, my nigga's trained. He came down the street ready. Did you see this? That block, that karate chop block.
You want to get smacked?
Yeah, you learned that in white belt class. That block right there, that was perfect. Oh man. White woman got good situational awareness too. Watch this. All right. So far, the black dude's winning the fight. How? Look at this. Now, I just want everybody to remember, you are the mayor of San Jose, California. And this is your security. Now, but before, by the time we get to the end of the video, I want y'all to tell me. I want you to tell me if you are still going to keep this person on staff. Let's see. First of all, your security need to have on. If you're going to do the dress shoes, security needs non-slip dress shoes. Make sure your security got on non-slip dress shoes. You see my man bouncing? Like he ready for Devin Haney or something.
Back up. Back up.
Now that was interesting. You know, this is what I'm going to give security a little bit of credit for. He had the opportunity to hit him with this pipe. You know, you ever play Streets of Rage or anything like that? Those side-scroller fighting games? And then the pipe falls on the ground and you pick it up and you hit him with it? He had the opportunity to really, like, do some damage. And, you know, I don't know where this pipe came from. Hold on, let's see.
Hey, and you need to come to a lead right in front of you, or there's a fight between the mayor and
the officer who's been assaulted.
So somebody toss it to him like, hey, looks like you're going to need some help there. All right. Throw him a stick. Look like you're getting your ass whooped. So he threw him a stick. And then he dropped the stick. Why'd you drop the stick? Double dragon word. That one was dope, too. Why'd you drop the stick? I'd have kept that shit in my hand. I'm already losing the fight. Look at the white woman. I told you her situational awareness is up. She went and grabbed the baton quickly. Like, nope, we cannot let this fall into the wrong hands. Random guy spices up the fight. Right. Yo, my dude light on his feet, though. Pause. He light on his feet. He's got some sort of training, or you be shadow boxing or something. Cameraman did not do his job. He was supposed to get all of this. Oh, there we go. Now we're doing our job. By the way, this is the sorriest squabble I've ever seen. This is one of the sorriest squabbles I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Not at the moment, but
and everybody around is just so calm. Y'all not gonna help security, yo? How nobody helping security? All these men just watching these two go at it. Yo, it's like five of y'all. Y'all could have jumped on this brother. Are y'all that scared of niggas? Are they scared of black people? Look how he's... And they're all calm, too. It's not even like anybody's flustered. It's very quiet. Nobody's screaming. Nobody's yelling. They're just so calm. Look at this guy on the phone. It's almost like they're used to this or something. Look at this guy enter the screen on the phone.
Not in the moment, but...
I know why he ain't stepping. Hey, yo, the leg sweep. That was a sorry attempt at the leg sweep. When you do the leg sweep, you got to go hip to hip. His hip is too far away for the leg sweep. You got to go hip to hip for the leg sweep.
Under arrest.
You're under arrest. How? This is like when, two bucks start fighting, like two male deer, when they start fighting and then their antlers get stuck together. That's the point of the fight we're in now. This clip needed more black people. That's what this clip needed. This clip needed more black people. They're used to it. They rehearsed like 200 times. You see, if black people were around, this clip would have been a lot funnier. It would have been some commentating, some remarks. This clip needed black people. It would have been 20 times better with some black folk around. Yo, who's this dude? Oh, he's a photographer. I was about to say, he looked like he armed up. He's a photographer. He's got, you know, camera equipment on. Okay, so you definitely don't want to damage your camera equipment. Yeah, it's not a single oh or oh shit or nothing. It's just, it's too quiet. They ain't land on the ground yet.
No, man, over, yes. Dude. Oh, just let me go.
Right. Yeah, no.
Bro, just let me go.
It's
over. Let me go, bro.
Yeah.
Let me go, bro.
I know.
Over, bro.
So,
let me go.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Now we got some men joining in. Here we go. Full disclosure, I definitely was not jumping in. Unless that was my homie. I'm definitely not jumping in. I'm pulling my camera out. I'm recording. I'm gonna be the black guy commentating. Like, oh, the right hand. He's going for the sweep. Oh, he missed the sweep. It would have been pure entertainment for me. They still stuck. Now, Chad, I gotta ask you before we go to phone lines. We're going to phone lines next. I gotta ask you, Chad. Are you firing? Let's pull the poll up. Should we fire the security guard? If you were the mayor and that was your security guard, would you fire your security? Personally, I'm firing the security. He's got to go. Like, you've proven you are in the wrong line of work. Maybe you should be a chef, a podcaster. Maybe you're better at basketball or something. Clearly, security is not your strong suit. Clearly. I could have got one of my homies with zero security experience. They would have handled this way better. Way better. Demick, ST would have handled this way better. We could have called Boo. Boo would have took care of this. Demick, tell me Boo wouldn't have handled this perfectly. Fire security and hire the black dude. Oh, that's genius.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
That's genius. Exactly. You're better off saying, look, you're fired. You want a job? I know you work next door. You want a job? You got a suit? Let's get this man a suit. Because that would be an upgrade. Not a big upgrade, but it would be an upgrade to what he's currently got. I would invest in this black dude taking some security courses so he understands, you know, what to do in emergencies when you're inside the vehicle, you know, and inside buildings. And just go through, you know, your security, you know, whatever, whatever. He said Bill Haney trained a security guard. That's fucked up. Protocol said the black dude was interviewing for the position. Absolutely. He going straight back to desk detail. I don't know how people are unemployed when you got people like this employed. This is amazing. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Text Hotep your name to 202-596-5631. I'll be right back after this short, brief commercial break.